49-year-old Sylvan Hills Middle School teacher Anita Christopher started dialysis in 2009 after learning she had renal failure.
I went to work every day, and there were times that, you know, I did not feel well. It's a grueling process.
During the following year, Christopher began waiting for a kidney transplant. Doctors said it could take 3 to 5 years or longer. In the meantime, her younger brother, Andrew Smith, told Christopher he was interested in donating his kidney.
I really wanted her to have a longer life and a better quality of life.
Earlier this year, they learned they were a match.
The excitement, the exuberance, everything was just amazing. You would have thought we won the lottery.
We did win the lottery.
Then on July 19th, Smith donated his kidney to Christopher at Piedmont Atlanta Hospital. Christopher is recovering, but says her life is already improving.
Oh, it's wonderful not to have to go to dialysis. I'm getting better each day.
And because of her experience, she's hopeful more will consider organ donation.
I would like for people to actually at least give it some thought, because there are a lot of family members that can assist to bring quality of life to those family members that are sick.
And Smith says seeing his sister's health improving makes the surgery worthwhile.
And the reality of it is that it is a major surgery, but I'm recovering very well. I think the outcome of the surgery far outweighs the fear and the risk. She has a portion of her life back, and that made it all worth it.
Nationwide, African Americans make up more than a third of the 97,000 people on the kidney transplant waiting list. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.